While meditation doesn't need anything but your breath and the desire to commit to the time, to the present moment, crystals can be a wonderful tool to ground you, set your intention, and open your mind, heart, and spirit to yourself and the intuition that lives inside you. Today, I'm sharing three things you need to know for choosing and using crystals in your meditation practice, and a free downloadable guide, The Essentials of Healing Crystals, that will help you build healing crystals into your life. Hi there, I'm Eileen Fine, and I'm on a mission to help you live your best life with mindfulness. I created the Tiny Balcony to be a tiny sacred space in your life where you can be still, be mindful, be kind to yourself, and see the perfect beauty that lives in you. Join me and my guests each week for heart-centered, motivational, honest conversations about mindfulness and wellness, self-discovery and spirituality, body acceptance and midlife awakenings. Pour yourself a glass of something special and get comfortable as we go on a journey to discover your best life with mindfulness. This is the Tiny Balcony Podcast. So the first thing you need to know about crystals and meditations is how to choose a crystal for meditation. When it comes time for meditation, how do you choose which crystal to work with? Well, if you're working on something specific in your life, it's good to get clear on what that is by writing it down, then choosing the crystal that aligns with your goal. Meditating with a crystal can enhance and magnify your intentions. When you're deciding which crystal to incorporate into your meditation, start by choosing a crystal that contains the healing properties and energies that are in line with what you want to achieve. Here are three popular crystals that are wonderful choices to build into your meditation practice. The first is amethyst. As a purple-hued crystal, amethyst targets the crown chakra at the top of your head and is thought to open the mind to know. It also works well with your third eye chakra, which is a bonus. Amethyst works to bring a sense of physical and emotional tranquility and is wonderful to use at bedtime with a bedtime meditation, as it's said to calm the mind. The second and third crystals are clear quartz and selenite. These white crystals and stones are aligned to the crown chakra at the top of your head and are thought to open the mind to know. Selenite and clear quartz clear out the energy of other crystals and are great choices for rejuvenating the energy field around you, clearing out the day's bad vibes, and bringing you into a more peaceful flow of energy. If you place either selenite or clear quartz on a windowsill, they will charge up with the positive energy of the sun and transfer it to you. The next one is rose quartz, and this is such a lovely stone. The stone of true love and unconditional love, rose quartz aligns with the heart chakra and helps when you wish to bring self-love into your life or to heal relationships. Rose quartz tells the story of imperfect beauty as it gets its pink tone from titanium mixing with forming clear crystals. How boring would life be if everything was perfect, right? Rose quartz is a wonderful crystal to ground you when you're looking to bring self-care, self-love, and a sense of self-worth into your life. Surrounding your tub with them the next time you take a relaxing bath would be a really nice idea. Our True Love Rose Quartz candle, part of our True Love collection, may need to be in your near future. The second thing you need to know is how to use your crystal in meditation. Once you find the crystals you love, clear them of any energy they may have picked up along their journey to you. When you download our free Essentials of Healing Crystals handbook, you're going to find several methods to do this. Two of the simplest ones are laying your crystals in the moonlight or in a bowl of sea salt with no water to cleanse their energy. Be careful not to put selenite in water as it's formed from evaporated seawater and will lose its shape. And avoid putting amethyst in direct sunlight as it will lose its purple hue. Once your crystal is cleansed, imagine the energy that lives inside it shining around you. I like to visualize bright, warm, cleansing rays in the color of the crystal, surrounding me with protection and enhancing my awareness and intentions. For your meditation, you can hold your crystals in the palm of your hand, place them near you, place them on a part of your body, maybe aligning with your chakras, or use them to form a grid. There is no right or wrong way. It's whatever feels right to you. Here are a few suggestions. First, you can hold your crystals in your hand to meditate. Meditating with crystals can be as simple as just doing that. Hold them in your hands, keep your eyes open, and as you meditate, gaze on your crystal to channel its energy and vibrations. Or close your eyes and feel its weight in your hands while you take in its positive energy with each inhale and swap out any negative energy that you are holding with each exhale. Another way that you can use crystals to meditate is aligning them with your chakras. Chakras are energy points and neural centers on your body that represent different parts of your spiritual and physical self. If your goal for a crystal meditation is to find insight, balance, or healing for a specific part of your health, like physically or spiritually, then choose a chakra and crystal that aligns with your intention and use them together. You can check out our Essentials of Chakra Meditation mini course to learn all about the power of your chakras and how you can balance them with crystals. The third way that you can use crystals in meditation is to amplify your affirmations with crystals. Affirmations are wonderful ways to focus your mind and meditation on an intention. If you need inspiration, you can find 30 affirmations in our free Essentials of Mindful Living handbook, along with tips on mindfulness, journal pages, and worksheets that can help you build a practice. Crystals can help you amplify your affirmations and intentions with their energy. When you're deciding which crystal to incorporate into your meditation, start by choosing a crystal that contains the healing properties and energies that are in line with your affirmation and intentions. For example, if you're looking to bring clarity and positive energy into your life, meditate with clear quartz or selenite. If you want to calm your mind or need help falling asleep, use the calming energy of amethyst. The third thing you need to know about bringing crystals into your life for meditation is how to create a meditation space with crystals. On my apartment's balcony, I created a tiny sacred space to help me be still, be mindful, be kind to myself. That space is where I discovered through meditation and mindfulness that the parts of me I once thought of as flaws were the very things that made me perfectly beautiful. When I created this tiny space, my intention for it was to be a still space filled with the energy of nature, sunlight, moonlight, plants, and crystals. Those are the things that I hold as sacred. They ground me in my meditation practice each day. What sacred means to you, the intention you will set for your meditation space, and the things that you put in it are deeply personal. To figure those things out, you can check out my other podcast, How to Create a Sacred Space, and figure out what is the way that you can bring a tiny sacred space into your life. And there you have it, the three things you need to know to bring crystals into your meditation practice. I hope you found this information educational and inspirational, and I invite you to download all of our free resources, including our Essentials of Healing Crystals handbook, for more information about how to bring mindfulness, meditations, and the healing power of crystals into your life. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Tiny Balcony Podcast. If this episode has left you wanting to learn more about healing crystals and chakras, head on over to thetinybalcony.com/chakra and tap into my newest mini course, The Essentials of Chakra Meditation. You'll get access to me as your guide for 7 guided chakra meditations to help you clear out and balance each of your chakras. They are so good. a practice building workbook with teachings, worksheets, and guides for your chakras and healing crystals, and 2 bonus chakra meditations for your Earth Star Chakra and your Soul Star Chakra. I promise I will help you build a meditation practice that is so enjoyable and fun, you will look forward to carving out a few minutes of your day to take care of yourself through the healing energy that lives within you with your chakras and the healing energy that surrounds you with crystals. Visit thetinybalcony.com/chakra to learn more.